So now that you've learned the six steps and you may have decided to become an investor, I think it appropriate we go into a very important aspect of all of our lives, regardless if you invest or not. And that is the subject of taxes, because taxes throughout your lifetime are your single largest expense. And with that, real estate offers some unique advantages for people who are interested in minimizing their taxes legally. So with me in the sound booth today is my own personal tax advisor and tax strategist, also a really dear friend and somebody I always turn to when I get myself in trouble. And as I always say, I always sat next to the smart girls in school because that's how I got my answers at test time, and nothing's really changed since then. And this is Diane Kennedy, who is she's a CPA, but my tax strategist. And I do mean strategy because it is about the overall plan of my life that I bounce ideas and I seek guidance from. And Diane is a member of Mensa, which means she's a genius. They never called me for some reason. Nonetheless, she did the hard work, so I can sit around and talk to her a lot of the time. So with that, I'd like to introduce Diane, and she'll begin to get into some of the advantages that investing in real estate gives you regarding the subject of taxes. So Diane, welcome. And when we first met, one of the first questions I asked you, right, is that you're an accountant, you're a CPA, and the first question is, do you invest in real estate? Remember that?
Absolutely. And my answer was, absolutely, I do. The reason is simple, because I have earned income from being a CPA, but the fact is there's not a lot of tax advantages in it. I needed to find a way to create my own wealth that was, this is coming from cash flow quadrant, was on the other side of the quadrant as either a business owner or an investor. Real estate, for many people who are employees or self-employed, real estate gives you that way to move to the other side of the quadrant.
Good. But also, not all CPAs or accountants are equal. Is that correct?
Oh, no. Everybody has different specialties. I mean, the same thing happens when you go to a doctor. You don't necessarily go to the foot doctor and ask them about your potential brain surgery. So you need to find people who've got specialties in where you want to go. I happen to be a specialist with real estate.
And small business.
And with small businesses, yes.